at a very young age, the soft machine, and then off to his solo career. I met his half-brother, Gillian Glover, who was I think he was in Star Wars. I interviewed him, and it was his half-brother. And the first, my first question to Gillian Glover was like, I had asked him about Robert Wyatt, his half-brother. It was really, he just perked up. He goes, oh, what a great soul. What a kind and gentle man. What a great, wonderful human being. He goes, I can't believe anybody has ever heard his music. I just can't believe it. And I was like enamored with the fact that he got a kick out of the fact that I knew that I was a big fan of his brother's, half-brother's music. And so right now, he's in Soft Machine in like late 1960s. They toured with Jimi Hendrix. Kevin Ayers was in that band as well. And anyhow, they were quite the they started out psychedelic, then they got a little jazzy. And then Robert Wyatt fell out of a wing, got kicked out of Soft Machine, started a band called Matching Mole, which is Machine Mole, which is in French for Soft Machine, which is pretty brilliant. He falls out of a window at a party, out of a third floor story window, gets paralyzed. And is crazy because he says that's the best thing that ever happened to him because it got him to stop. Because I guess he was just, he didn't even know where he was half the time. He was usually so I think it was more drinking than drugs. But he ended up having a whole career. He did an ambient album with Brian Eno. He did the piano on the music for Airports. And he had a hit doing a version of Neil Diamond's I'm a Believer. They wanted him on Top of the Pops. But he says, I'll perform, sure. He says, well, you can't be in your wheelchair. He says, it'll get too much pity and sympathy. And so he refused to go on Top of the Pops and perform I'm a Believer, just due to the fact that they wanted him like sitting down, not in a wheelchair. So here's his version of I'm a Believer that was a hit. Then we're going to do his version of Elvis Costello's Shipbuilding. I think he even wrote Shipbuilding for Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello actually wrote Shipbuilding for him. And then we'll do some of his original stuff. But, man, I love his version of I'm a Believer. The next block of Massive Music Weekend is the legendary Robert Wyatt. Boy.
Diving for birds. sit upon the grass and I shall come and sit beside you.
Wonderfully absurd tune there. Robert Wyatt, a song written by Ivor Cutler, a guy, I think he was a Scottish poet that just wrote incredibly insane things. And his album Velveteen Monkey, that was, and the Velveteen Donkey, that was a crazy record. It's up there with Captain Beefheart's Strout Mask Replica when it comes to like crazy music. Before that, we heard The Age of Self from his album Old Rotten Hat. And then we heard Shipbuilding and I'm a Believer, Robert Wyatt. Now, interesting, I got a call saying, why does he sing with such an affected English accent? Why does he sing so English? And, you know, one thing about accents that I don't know, man, but all I know is that what I've been told is like when like the Beatles and the Animals and all these other British artists were starting the British invasion, they actually told him, listen, you have to kind of sing, you have to lose the accent and sound more American if you want to sell records in America. So that kind of is interesting to think that they were basically told, you know, lose your accent and sing it like, you know, sing it like it'll sell records in America. And, well, Robert Wyatt really didn't pay too much attention to that. And there you be with that. And also I'd like to thank Hap the A. Nice card. Got a nice card for him. Suggesting a song, Hats Off to Larry, or the original version, Jacket Off to Larry. So good on Hap. Good on Hap, man. Always nice to get cards. It's really kind of cool when I can come in here. You can send stuff courtesy of the station if you'd like, you know. And I get it like 4 months later. Hap probably sent that like 6 months ago. But nice to get a mail from. Today is Massive Music Weekend. I digress and I undress. It is a weekend, all weekend till Sunday. Hopefully soon the schedule will be online. I just got the schedule last night. And I am doing Morphine and Felt. Morphine at, oh my God, it's at noon o'clock. I only got a couple more things to do. I got Robert Wyatt, then I got a band called 10,000 Russos from Portugal I'd like to play for you. And a Zombo in Your Brain, Massive Music Weekend. Today is February the 20th, 2026. Muscling almost through winter. Almost done with the orange turd. It is an amazing feeling to be on the precipice of leaving some dark stuff behind you. It is a nice thing. So, Robert Wyatt, I got about 50 more minutes of him. And I just got to tell you that he does some songs in Spanish. I really like that he does. So it's like an affected English accent in Spanish, doing Spanish. Akuro, Robert Wyatt, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT Pittsburgh. Massive Music Weekend Kickoff continues with Robert Wyatt.
Yeah. make you see. You call this love or this lying, my friend. I miss the trees.
That was the single version. That's right, of Moon in June, which was the whole, like, third side of Soft Machine Third. And it was just kind of, it was a real interesting thing because the band at that time, he was kind of like, I don't know, kind of on the outs with the band. And he played just like the first half of that song is just him playing the keyboards, drums, everything, and then doing the vocals. And then the band kicks in later. But that was Soft Machine, the original band with Robert White doing Moon in June. Before that, we heard the song by Chic. That is right, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers wrote that song, At Last I'm Free. And then we heard Arakuro, which is the song about the section of Chile, or Chile. I don't know if it's Chile or Chile. It always seems to be like, oh, it's Chile. But I think it sounds Chile. I was always brought up with Chile. But about the political struggles and the sadness in that section of Chile. I like Chile. Now that I'm older, I say Chile. When I was younger, it was always Chile. Yeah, but now it's Chile. When you get older, you get a little, you affect your language more. That is correct. So the next section is 11:30 o'clock. And Zombo in Your Brain, one more piece of Massive Music Weekend kickoff. Then I kick Massive Music Weekend off at noon, playing a half hour of Mark Sandman, Morphine. That's right. Morphine, everybody loves Morphine. And then I end with a half hour of a wonderful band from Manchester called Felt. And they should have been as big as the Smiths. And they're still doing music now under the name of Mozart Estate. So sometimes I play that, too. Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing? I haven't asked you how you were doing, and you're hopefully doing fine. Like I'm saying, I'm kind of Massive Music Weekending it. I'm saving all my my in-your-brain ranting for next week, because next week's show is all about greed. Third of the seven deadly sins. And then after the seven deadly sins, you know some good times are coming our way. We're going to be doing the seven virtues. And I haven't figured out which seven yet. But there's seven. There's at least seven. So I got to tell you, what is Massive Music Weekend? This weekend is Massive Music Weekend. It starts at noon o'clock here today, Friday, and goes Sunday to midnight. Sunday the 22nd till midnight. And all us DJs are going to be playing 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. They're going to have some live performances from five local bands. You can visit, hopefully, by now, WRCT.org and see the full schedule. They don't really take it even seriously until noon o'clock. And when I'm done, you know, then they go, okay, let's get everything all situated. So luckily, it's hands-off Zombo for like the first 2 hours. So today we did Gentle Giant. First half hour, then we did the OCs, then Robert Wyatt. Brace yourselves. I mean, this music is not for everybody. None of them, like I'm saying, but something about this three-piece band from Portugal. There's no electronics in this band, but I really like their sound, and I really like what they do. It's called, they're called 10,000 Russos, and it's just bass, drum, and guitar. And what they do with that is pretty astounding. From their album Super Inertia, which came out a couple years ago. Here's Station Europa, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT Pittsburgh, 10,000 Russos.
No!
Right there is Demokratia by 10,000 Russos from their last recording, which was done in 2022. That is actually celebrate. That's about the, it's interesting. It was re-released on April 2024, celebrating 50 years of democracy for Portugal. They had the Carnation Revolution 50 years ago from 2024. And yeah, and so that was their celebration of that. Before that, we heard Station Europa by, and they're a synthesizer. It's synthesizer, guitars, and drums. And they're no longer around, but they're in other bands now. But boy, did I like what they did. All right, got time for a few more. Here's The Wheel by 10,000 Russos from Portugal. All right, thanks for joining me on that musical journey there. That was 10,000 Russos, and that was House Full of Garbage. Before that, The Wheel, and before that, Democracia, and then we started off with Station Europa. And I'll tell you, it's great music to drive to. If you're driving, got a long drive ahead of you, you put on that. You put on 10,000 Russos, and you just kind of get in the groove of driving. Before you know that, you're there where you got to be, or you've either ended up in the ditch because you fell asleep because you got hypnotized. That was the kickoff of Massive Music Week, and the Massive Music Weekend is going to start in just a minute. And what is it? Well, it's this weekend, and let me read it to you. This weekend, tune in to Massive Music Weekend on RCT in Pittsburgh, right here, from Friday the 20th, noon, which is happening in the minute and 2 seconds, to midnight, Sunday, which is 60 hours from now, and it's 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. So you get to hear, hopefully, the schedule's up, but we'll see. There's going to be 5 local bands, and you can visit that at WRCT.org. Let's see if that schedule's up yet for you guys. Let's see if that schedule's up. Let's see if it's up. And I can tell you. Is the schedule up? It don't look nice. Look, those schedule's up. Let's look under the blog. Nope. These kids, I tell you, these kids and their Massive Music Weekend, they usually have it printed out too. But it is not to be found. Not to be found. So just trust in me. I got the next hour. And I've got one of my favorite bands. I saw like some kind of like other stuff. Hey, I don't know if I'd ever want to hang out with Mark Sandman, even though he's been dead a long time. They have like this clip of him making breakfast. And he's like, he was always cool, you know? See, and then you put the, and then you add the tuna fish to the, and then you add the butter, and then you got the perfect sandwich. I was like, man, was you like that all the time? Gotta throttle that guy. But needless to say, he played a 2-string bass and had, I think, Dana Howley on the sax, and drummer was Dana. I forgot. But anyhow, it's just drums, baritone sax. Sometimes the guy played 2 saxophones at the same time. And Mark Sandman on 2-string bass. And wow. This is the story of my life here. Let's start off with Scratch, Morphine. Yes, a music weekend starts. Zombo. Almost still in your brain, but bringing you some morphine.